From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there was no movement of civilians out or humanitarian aid into embattled eastern Ghouta in Syria Wednesday, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause and corridors. Mark Lowcock, UN Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, addressed the Security Council.
Have any civilians left eastern Ghouta? No. Is there any actual improvement in the humanitarian situation in eastern Ghouta since the passage of the resolution, demanding, as it did, unimpeded access? No.
He said Saturday's council resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire has not been implemented, adding it's impossible for aid convoys to reach the needed during a five-hour pause in fighting. Hundreds have died in nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment at the last major rebel stronghold near Damascus. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry took aim at Syria, Russia, and Iran for allowing the suffering to continue.
Once again, we, including Russia, demanded in this Security Council chamber that Assad stop the bombing. And yet Russia, Iran, and Assad continue their attacks, defying the wishes of this council and the international community.
But Russia's ambassador said the terrorists in eastern Ghouta remain a legitimate target. Vasily Nebenzia said Nabat al-Nusra must be neutralized. Four Bangladeshi UN peacekeepers with the MINUSMA force were killed, four wounded Wednesday, when their vehicle hit a mine in central Mali. The soldiers were driving on a road linking the towns of Boni and Duenza in the Mopti region. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The special representative of the Secretary General, Mohamed Saleh Anadif, condemned the attack. We join him in extending our condolences to the families of the victims and in wishing a speedy recovery to those injured.
It's the same area where six Malian soldiers were killed by a mine Tuesday. This is VOA News.